I just want to congratulate you on being awarded the Red Room Poetry Fellowship. Congratulations, Ali.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Lovely. So what does that mean to you?
I think it's a dream for, you know, your work to be recognised, both the published work and the community work for Aboriginal poet is really important. It also means that I get to visit this, you know, infamous Bundanon, where a lot of other artist friends of mine have visited already, and really looking forward to sitting on that country and seeing what that can produce. Everyone says it's a very peaceful place, beautiful place. I did have a bit of research on Bundanon, and I like the quote of Arthur Boyd's when he says you can't own the landscape. And I think that sort of reflects on my poetry, because I don't write in a singular place, in a singular landscape. I enjoy, as an Aboriginal person, travelling across Australia, and I'm very privileged to sit in language group locations that aren't mine, and that often prompts new poetry or helps me to define something that I've been trying to say and hadn't quite got there yet. And so that's always really exciting. I'm a well-travelled poet, and I think it's because I have a nomadic DNA as a Yankunjatha woman.
Do you feel it's a spiritual and healing journey when you write your poetry?
Yes. I don't say it flippantly, but poetry saved my life. You know, I had experienced quite a lot of loss and was running out of resilience, I think, and poetry started to fill that void in the years really before I really connected with my traditional family. I'd always been around the desert, living in the desert, working in the desert, but I hadn't met my family. And so, yeah, the poetry was filling the void and fine-tuning, well, you know, like working towards something. And then when I met my family, then came the flood of words and that beautiful cathartic process.
Wow, that's beautiful. So what else inspires you to write your poems?
Well, the travel also shows quite a scene of inequality and injustice in Australia. You know, I can be shy. You know, the joy of travelling makes me chatty, and I love learning other people's stories. And so, you know, travelling around from, you know, state to state and rural town and language group to language group, yeah, there is quite the common story of inequality and injustice in this country, and that flavours some of my poetry as well.
I'm just reading here one of your poems, very deep, that it's from The Birdcage, your book that you've written. The clang of the door was the first beat of a new song. Pitter-patters of bird feet echoed. Can you explain what that is about?
There's such sadness in the families that have been affected by deaths in custody, and that's never been resolved. And I think every death in custody now affects every Aboriginal person. It's not just families now. It's a national grief. And there's either the clanging of doors, the punishment, the brutality, and the flip side is the patter of the birds. If you're so separated from your family and they don't know where you are, and there's all that trauma going on, sometimes the only thing, the only solace can be a bird, because birds are our messengers and often carry the spirit of our old people. And the birds have been a big part of my life. And I guess I just hope everyone has a bird that visits regularly and just reminds them that there is hope and there is the huge love of our old people and our culture. And it's not that what's letting us down. It's the cruelty and the inability of the Australian government to be more honest and real in their ever-going care for us. you know, we're still paternalized, and the majority of people are given false accounts in the media. We've got a long way to go. It's, you know, it's really sad that the really early poets, Uluru and Kevin Gilbert and Jack Davis and Lionel Fogarty are writing about, that their poems seem even more powerful today. That's a real, you know, if you look at Aboriginal poetry in this country, it really shows how little things have changed. They can say whatever, you know, other people can say, but I'm just saying, if someone studied Aboriginal poetry in Australia, those voices would show that not much has changed. So there's a challenge for the listeners.
Mm. This Red Room Poetry Fellowship will help you endeavour on your poetry journey and spread word.
You know, I hope it helps me to articulate in a concise and kind way, and that part of the fellowship is that some of the poetry will be promoted in public places. So I'm not sure, or a bus or a train or whatever. That's fantastic. And, you know, so the dedicated writing time, I'm hoping to produce something, you know, that line that sticks in people's minds and just makes them think a little bit more, you know?
Mm.
You know, it's just a fantastic reward. It lights your pilot light. It gives you confidence that maybe you made a good career move, because, you know, it's been a bit of a humble journey. The life of an artist is pretty humble. But you meet the best people, and people share the most poignant stories. They trust you with their stories, and life is very rich in other ways.